Our next story is about a different part of the world, Ecuador, in South America. For the past 15 years, people there have used the U.S. dollar as their currency. The change came back in 2000 when their former currency, the sucre, was going through a stretch of high inflation. Journalist John Dennehy was living in Ecuador in the early days of the transition to the dollar, and he noticed something odd. Ecuadorians really loved the $2 bill.
As rare as the $2 bill here is in the United States, it's much rarer in Ecuador because the way that they get their U.S. dollars, it's similar to how a bank here will order money from the Federal Reserve when they need more fives and tens and 20s, 50s, whatever. The Central Bank of Ecuador will do the same thing, just on a much bigger scale. And $2 bills are not a priority for them, so there's very little in circulation there. Because of their scarcity, because they're so rare, they're very sought after.
You know, I happened to come across a $2 bill about 2 months ago, but it had been like 10 years since I had seen one. So if they are so rare in Ecuador, where did this love for the $2 bill come from?
I'm not sure of the origin, but it's just the fact that it's so rare and it's money that there's a superstition that if you possess one, then more will come to you. Not more $2 bills, but more money will come to you.
You even have the story of a friend of yours who lost their $2 bill and then got it back.
Yeah, he was showing it off at a party and he put his wallet down. He had been drinking and he picked it up at the end of the night. And he realized the next day that the $2 bill was missing. Everything else was intact, but the $2 bill was missing.
Oh, my God.
And he thought a particular person that seemed very interested in it when he was showing it off may have taken it. And in fact, he was right, but it took him a few months to track this person down. And he explained to me that he was having such bad luck with money and he was really just scraping by until he found this person again, got the $2 bill back. And the next week he got a promotion and he attributes that to the $2 bill.
No, that's how valued they are. I gather they're so rare there's even a black market for $2 bills. So what does a $2 bill sell for?
That would depend on a few factors. So it mostly depends on the quality of the bills. If it's ripped and worn and obviously pretty well used, then it's not worth much more. But you could sell a very crisp $2 bill for three or four times the face value.
Now, I seem to recall the $2 bill getting introduced when I was in high school, so, I don't know, 30 years ago or so. What is the history?
The $2 bill has been around since 1862. Actually, Alexander Hamilton was the original person on the $2 bill. In 1869, it moved to Thomas Jefferson, who has been on the $2 bill since then. In 1966, the U.S. government discontinued the $2 bill, and then about a decade later, in 1976, they had a change of heart and they reintroduced the $2 bill. So you probably remember in 1976. I think that was a big deal when they reintroduced it.
Oh, bicentennial kind of commemorating,
yeah.
I think.
Yes.
So Alexander Hamilton got a promotion up to the 10. Safe to say Ecuadorians by now know who Thomas Jefferson is.
I don't think they fixate too much on
the
actual
face.
Person on the bill. But
and John, do you happen to have a $2 bill in your wallet today?
I do. It doesn't create as much of a spectacle, but I like to carry them around here as well.
Journalist John Dennehy lived in Ecuador for several years and recently wrote about the popularity there of the $2 bill. John, thank you very much.
Thank you.